as introduction. As introduction, in Sefer Shemot Parashat Va'era, if you have it, this is chapter 6, sentence 25. This is the Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Elazar, the son of Aaron HaKohen. This is over here, doesn't say Kohen, I'm sorry. Elazar ben Aaron, לקח לו מבנו פרטי לוליג'ה, that Elazar got married to a daughter that belongs, that relates to a family called Putiel, and batted לו את פנחס, and she gave birth to Pinchas. Over here, it says batted לו את פנחס, it says Pinchas with the Yud. This is again, this is Sefer Shemot, chapter 6. Sentence 25. So Pinchas is the son of Elazar, that his mother was from the family it's called Putiel, and the Gemara says that Putiel, we don't know what it is exactly, says the Gemara. We do know, but we're not sure, says the Gemara, that Yitro is a grandfather of this guy Pinchas, as well he comes from the family of Yosef HaTzadik. Of course, Pinchas is the son of a Kohen, not yet, he's going to be a Kohen Elazar, but nevertheless, this girl that Pinchas married relates by marriage either to Yitro or to Yosef or both of them. You can answer them, both of them. That's the information about Pinchas. And again, the first time we find Pinchas, it says the way it says in the Torah, it's Pinchas with the Yud. Usually, in the Torah, when it says the word Pinchas, it says without the Yud. B'ezrat Hashem, this is Parashat Pinchas. But before we want to go to Parashat Pinchas, I'm going to go back to Lesson Parashah. This is chapter 25, sentence 1. Maybe I said it wrong, huh? No, I see most of the time it says Pinchas with you. Maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I made a mistake, I had it. I thought Pinchas said without Yud. Was it three times it's with Yud? Interesting. Maybe I made a mistake. With your permission, Parashat Pinchas. So, I'm sorry, Parashat Balak, this chapter 25, it's Parashat Beishiv Yisrael, Bashitim, Eichel, Mezadudot Moav. So the Torah says, Am Yisrael dwelt in the place Shittim, and at that place, the Am Yisrael started to go out with non-Jewish girls, not even on the purpose to marry them. So the Ari says, first of all, from the old Chachamim asked, the Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim, the Midrash says they were known as very pure people. This is one of the reasons that Kadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us and took us out of Egypt, because the Gemara says it's based on the Pasuk, Gal Na'ul, Achoti Kala, Gal Na'ul, Ma'ayel Chatum. Huh? Shir Hashir, man. the Gemara says it goes to Israel and Mitzrayim, that no one in Israel and Mitzrayim went out with a different nation. They all stuck together to each other. And here, all of a sudden, it's the year number 40, and all of a sudden now they're going with non-Jewish girls. It's very strange. They were known in Egypt, the Gemara says they were known. In Egypt, they were very, very pure. They only got married Jews to Jews. So the Ari says that last week parasha, I mean 2 weeks ago, parashat Chukat, when Moshe hit the rock, to the Zohar, the Midrash says, because he hit the rock, so first Rashi brings, the Gemara says, in my opinion, the first, based on Pasuk and Tehillim, that blood came out. Then hit it again, and the water came out. What is significant that blood came out when Moshe hit the rock? So the Ari says, when Moshe hit the rock, the Midrash says, the Zohar says, that because he hit it, some leftover water from the flood, from the Mabul, came inside. And that's the first water that came outside, that Amisar drank from that water, was water that has some kind of connection from the ground, of course, to the leftover water from the Mabul. If you remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in Parashat Noach that all of a sudden he closed up everything. He closed up the Shamayim, he closed up the earth, the water stopped. But so cold, the water that went outside, so cold before HaKadosh Baruch Hu closed it, the leftover water in the ground had some connection to the water of the Mabul. And since, that, of course, the water of the Mabul killed everybody, and also washed out those so-called impure people, the way the Torah described them in Parashat Noach, says Dari, that now when Moshe hit it, says the Midrash, when Moshe hit it, leftover water from the Mabul penetrated and came outside. And also the Midrash says, when Moshe hit it after the second hit, says by two Mayim Rabim, so the Midrash says the water started to gush out and it was a little tsunami. And whoever was standing by was washed away, right away died. That says, what's the significant? Because the significant is, it's like the Mabul. The Mabul washed out everything, says Dari. So now when Moshe hit the rock, leftover water from the Mabul came outside, and this was why Hashem is so upset with Moshe Rabbeinu. When he hit the rock so cold, some water came out. If you want to go one step backward, if you remember, the Zohar says the word Neshama is abbreviation, Noach Shet Moshe Hevel. So as Noach was involved with the Mabul, now Baruch Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu is involved with the Mabul, and that's why the water came out, and that's why the water washed away, and that's why the rock first brought some blood, also so cold. This is just a symbol of that water. That water contains blood, because this is the blood of the people that died in the Mabul, in the flood. So that water had some kind of bad energy, and the Gemara says, that mainly, Ari says it's one step ahead, but the Gemara says, the Midrash says that you should know that water had a tremendous influence on the person. It says certain countries, the people are very smart, is because the water has inside them a lot of so-called IQ spirituality formula inside. See, there is, the Midrash says this, what the water can do to a person. When you go, you know, you want to order water from Paris, then you might start speaking French. Because the water has some kind of energy inside it. And it said, I'm Israel, he said in the Shittim, and all of a sudden they drink the water, the Midrash says clearly, they drink the water here. And since they drink the water, that caused them to go and look for non-Jewish girls. But again, the power of that thing, of that water, is the leftover water from the Mabul. And the Mabul washed out those people that were impure people. So inside the water you have some kind of a negative energy, it's called Cesare, and that caused them to do such a thing that they never did in Egypt. Because in Egypt they didn't drink this kind of water from the Mabul. Here they did drink water from the Mabul. By the way,
the water
from the Shittim. Right, from the water from the Egyptians, says that it comes from Gan Eden. שמה זה יש ארבע נהרות, if you remember the פרשת בראשית, there are four rivers that come from Gan Eden, one of them goes straight to Egypt. It's called?
Pishon.
Pishon. It says the Nile in Egypt, the Nile in Egypt, fed by the water that comes straight from Gan Eden. This is why Egypt, the Egyptians were very smart those days, and all the good things is because the water is connected straight to Gan Eden. So Rashi says in Parashat Bereshit. But again, this is if somebody is going to ask, Zari, how come the old Chachamim ask what happened? Am Israel was so pure and in Egypt in the desert. It says what happened. It says the Midrash says clearly they drank the water. They drank the water of Shittim. But it says what is the problem? It says now they drank the water. It says that water contains negative energy because Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock. So now you have the water from Mabul involved in all the waters. And now what happened to Am Israel? This is what we call it just as introduction. Maybe later we'll go one step to understand even better. But that's just on the surface what happened. How come what happened all of a sudden in Israel? What happened to them? That's what happened. Says the Torah, "Vatikrena la'am lizvchei Elohim yechalam yishtachavu l'Elohim ha'itzam in Israel mitzam in Israel levatmo v'yechalav Hashem b'Yisrael." So the Kodesh Baruch is very upset, mainly because of the Avodah Zarah. V'yemar Hashem Moshe, "Tachi kol Hashem ha'am." To go to the top people, and then they make a court system, and then go kaotam, and then you take those people that they were involved in doing the Avodah Zarah. It's called Ba'apo. Hashem Yigid Hashem Yeshub Chavonaf Hashem Yisrael. This is the question: if anything happened, if they happened to do it, they didn't have a chance to do it. And then Moshe Rabbeinu Rabbi Moshe Shafti Yisrael Higu Yishan Hashem Tzodim Ba'apo. It says Moshe gave the instruction. What Hashem told him, but again, there is no information of this thing did take place. Or right away, B'nai Israel ba, V'akirva l'chavat ha-midyanit, V'nai Moshe v'nai kol ad Israel, V'nai Moshe v'tachol ha-morin. So the way it says, the way the Gemara explained the sentence, it goes like this. While Moshe is telling the judges to appoint court and to kill and hang the people that participated in the Avodah Zarah, is a guy coming, we don't know his name, of course this is Parashat Torah, reveal his name. His name is Zimri ben Saluz, he is the president of Shevet Shimon Shlemiel ben Tzuri Shanai. He walks over to Moshe Rabbeinu, is holding a non-Jewish girl in his hand. He asks Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, am I allowed to marry her? He wants to get married to her. Simply, he wants to get married without conversion. And he's continuing, and he's telling Moshe Rabbeinu, if you tell me no, I would like to know who gave you permission to marry your wife, which is the daughter of Yitro. Says the Torah, Be'em abuchim petachu el moed, that Moshe became mute. I don't know if it's embarrassing, we'll see in a minute. There's no question that Moshe converted. That's before Matan Torah. Any conversion that anybody did, it was a private conversion. But the embarrassment over here, what the way the Gemara says, the way Rashi says, it says he asked Moshe Rabbeinu this question: I married this girl, and Moshe is mute. I said this is no question. If you want to marry non-Jewish girl, she has to go through a conversion. You don't have to be mute. There's nothing to be shocked from a question like this. It was just a question. It was a simple question. Somebody comes to the rabbi and asks him, I marry this girl. So Moshe is mute. So that cause that everybody is crying because Moshe doesn't know to answer. And the question is, what do you mean Moshe doesn't know to answer? That's a simple question. It's not a question that we can see later, the daughter of Sof Hadesk Moshe, or the Mekoshish, the Nokev, anything, you know, that Moshe did not learn. It says in the Torah clearly that you have to marry a Jewish girl. Here comes somebody to your rabbi and says, may I marry a Jewish girl? Of course, the answer is no. There's no question over here. Comes the Gemara, and the Gemara comes with a statement like this. It says it's true, Moshe should have known it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted over here to reward the guy, his name is Pinchas. Since Pinchas deserved it, that's the language of the Gemara, Pinchas deserves so-called a reward, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay him this way. If somebody is going to come and ask Moshe a question, and Moshe will not know, and of course, the next pasuk is Pinchas. The Torah will tell you that Pinchas came, but yeah, Pinchas, רב פנחס בן אלעזר בן אהרון עקיבא יעקב מתוך העדה ויקח עומר בידו ואחרי שזרקו בהם יתנו שניהם ויעשה פנחס קילדם. פנחס קילדם, this is in order.
Wait.
I didn't explain anything yet. So Hashem wants פנחס to get an award. So how Hashem is doing it? He's going to send a person to ask Moshe Rabbeinu a question and Moshe doesn't know the answer. So what happened? So when Moshe doesn't know the answer, Pinchas is standing by, and Pinchas goes to Moshe and says, Moshe, I don't understand. You taught us this. If somebody is going to marry a non-Jewish girl, that Jew deserves that. We're talking about the girl right now. So the Jew is not allowed to marry a non-Jewish girl. You told us this. Moshe heard it, and Moshe said to Pinchas, you know, you're right. So because you reminded me, you do it. Why I have to do it? It's not to do. Then you have to call the execution group, or the police, or the KGB, or whatever, you know, you have those the people, the hitmen, and they should kill him. I says, Moshe tells Pinchas, you want to know something? Because you told me, Bechabod, go to the job. I says, Moshe Rabbeinu, let me tell you something. I reminded you what you taught me. Bechabod, you Moshe Rabbeinu, you go do it. Well, I have to do it. Anyway, not you, not me. There's Bedin, there's Shotrim, there's Police, there's Israel. If somebody committed a crime, we learned before the Mekoshe Shetzin, somebody didn't keep Shabbat, somebody took him, threw him from the second floor. No Kev Shem Hashem, the one that cursed, they took him, they killed him. They said they were execution unit in the desert, and they were responsible. This is every court, every Bedin in Eretz Israel had execution unit, and whoever did a thing that deserved death, they came and they killed it. No judges, no rabbanim, no chachamim, nobody. When somebody did a thing, it says the guy they did not keep Shabbat, they killed him. It says who killed him? It says not Moshe and not Yeshua and not Pinchas. It says who killed him? Bedin killed him. It says here Moshe doesn't know the answer. Baruch Hashem, Pinchas reminds him the answer. It says Moshe doesn't know what Pinchas. Bechavod. It says what Bechavod? What? But do I look like I'm a hitman? Do I look like I'm Al Capone? Why should I kill him? Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to kill him? Fine. You want to kill him? Call the police. They kill him. This particular one, you don't need a Torah. It's a special. This is special law. Special halacha.
He married a non-Jewish girl. We converted her.
Right.
So how can you forget it?
Right. So Rabbi Natan ben Uziel, what we call off the record, says that Moshe got upset. The Gemara says a few times Moshe forgot the halacha because he was upset, and so-called over here, he was upset. But again, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says Hashem made him forget in order for Hashem, so-called, to fulfill his obligation to Pinchas. The question is, Hashem owes Pinchas nothing. That's number one. We're talking about before that Pinchas killed the guy. It says Hashem is planning it. The whole thing is sold up front. It says you go to a game, it says already they sold your ticket, and the guy in the back already knows who's going to win. It says Moshe Rabbeinu, he knows the halacha clearly. Hashem made him forget in order for Pinchas to get the reward. On the account of so-called embarrassing Moshe Rabbeinu, that is, if Hashem wants to reward somebody, it's not on somebody else's account. You don't become rich on somebody else's account, and you don't become what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reward Pinchas on Moshe's account. If Hashem wants to reward Pinchas, Pinchas will do a job, and Hashem is going to reward him. Hashem just doesn't have to make Moshe, forget it, in order for Pinchas to win it. Need permission to go to Parashat Pinchas. The what? Sorry, good luck. What's the matter? I told you, 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 I told מאה שנה. מה שהיה בשבע ימים הוא לא היה מה? הוא לא היה בסגיר, היה צמא בטח. הוא היה מה? כן, מלא. מה יש לי? זה מאוד מפיני, דיד מי כמד. תדעי פעמי של פרשת פנחס, איזה תורה זה פעלים, ודבר השם אל משה למור פנחס בן אלעזר בן אהרון הכהן, אישות חמתי לבני ישראל, וקנו את כנתי בתוכו. Says, please go tell everybody that Pinchas, the son of Elazar, the son of Aharon. Comes the Gemara and says, why you have to say over here the son of Aharon? To tell you that Am Israel, after the act that Pinchas did kill this prisoner servant Shimon, they all were making fun of him. And they said, you want to know something? This guy Pinchas, his grandfather, Zitro, that used to worship Avodah Zarah. And this guy killed a president of Am Israel. So Kadosh Baruch Hu so-called wrote in the Torah that Pinchas is the grandson of Aaron to tell you, to give you some kind of information about this guy Pinchas, that he is not a murderer, even though it sounds likely, not because his grandfather was Yitro, and Yitro used to worship Avodah Zarah, so maybe that caused this guy Pinchas to kill this president because he has some kind of negative habit in the system that he's got, from his father, from his grandfather. Hashem wants to comfort Am Israel, Pinchas, and to tell Am Israel, listen, Pinchas is the son of Aharon. So let me tell you something, everybody knows it. So it doesn't make a difference if you're son of Aaron. It's, you know, from one side, you're the grandson of Aaron. And from the other side, your grandfather is El Capon. So here comes a person, brought to the judge. He said, he killed the person. So the lawyer will say, listen, his grandfather is Aaron HaKohen. So the plaintiff, you say plaintiff? No. Plaintiff? Huh? The prosecutor will say, yes, it's true. You know, from his father's side, his grandfather is Aaron. But Your Honor, from his mother's side, his father, his grandfather was El Capone. So Am Israel is making a joke out of Pinchas. They say, look, he killed somebody. He went with the sword, he killed somebody. You know why he killed somebody? Because his grandfather used to be worshipping Avodah Zarah and used to slaughter a lot of animals of Avodah Zarah, so he got this negative habit in the system from his grandfather. Hamza Shem, huh?
It was in his blood.
In his blood, yeah, that's what they say. So Hamza Shem said, no, he's the grandson of Aaron. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's true, I understand, he's the grandson of Aaron. They said, from the father's side, from the mother's side, then Kapon, he didn't answer the question. They're still making a joke out of him. It's even more embarrassment. Yeah. So therefore, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so upset at that act that this guy did, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to destroy all Am Yisrael. And Pinchas is the one that stopped epidemic that 24,000 people died, maybe more, machloket among the chachamim, among the rishonim. And therefore, lachen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I swear, and more, tell everybody, you tell everybody shalom. I'm going to give him a treaty with peace, or the peace treaty. The peace treaty. והייתה לו זרוע אחריו ברית כהונת עולם, is going to make him a כהן. שזה גמרא מסכת זכים the following. Even though that we know that Aaron is a כהן, even though that we know right now that Aaron died and his son Elazar is a כהן, Mr. Pinchas, the grandson, is not a כהן. How can it be he's not a Kohen? And the father is a Kohen, and the grandfather is a Kohen. How can he's not a Kohen? This is a special thing. We don't know why, but that's what happened. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go take your brother and his four children, make them Kohanim, Hashem said, even though Pinchas is here and he's already alive, Hashem said, no, he is not going to become a Kohen. The next Kohen is a grandson that's going to get born, to be born after Aaron is going to be appointed to become a Kohen. Whoever is alive before, from the grandchildren, is no Kohen. Pinchas was alive, as we saw before, that already in Egypt, Pinchas was born already in Egypt, when Moshe and Aaron are going to take Israel out, it says Pinchas is alive. Hashem said, Pinchas, you're not a Kohen. Your father is a Kohen, your grandfather is a Kohen, you have been excluded from the Kehuna, you're not a Kohen. Here comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, since Pinchas did what he did, he's going to become a Kohen. He says, now he's become a Kohen, what, because he's a hitman? Why should he become a Kohen now? The opposite, now is the time not to become a Kohen. Because the Gemara says the Kohen that killed somebody is no Kohen no more. There's a blood on his hands. So until now Hashem did not want him to be a Kohen. Aaron HaKohen was a Kohen for 38 years. Now his son Elazar is the Kohen. It says Mr. Pinchas is not a Kohen. Now when Pinchas goes and kills somebody, Hashem says, Pinchas, b'sha'at tova, you become a Kohen. He says, excuse me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why didn't you want me to become a Kohen before? There's no information. There's no information why Hashem did not want him. Hashem didn't want him, don't want him. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand. My father is a Kohen, my grandfather is a Kohen. Can I be a Kohen? You can be a Kohen. Did I do any sin? Did my mother do any sin? No, you cannot. No information. Can I have information? No information. So now you can become a Kohen, because I killed somebody, you become a Kohen. Besides, with all the respect, you know, I don't know, maybe it's a chutzpah, right? But, you know, if I would be Pinchas and say, Hashem wants to reward me. So I understand the Kohen is a very big thing, it's a very big thing, yeah? But, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu is much higher than Aaron. Melech is on top of Kohen Gadol, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara. So if Hashem wants to reward me, Hashem, you know, ask Pinchas, ask Moshe, tell Pinchas I want to reward him what he would like to have. Maybe, you know, something else, you know? I don't know, you know? Hashem chose the reward for him, something that Hashem himself did not want to give it to him before, and I don't know if he wants to have it. I don't know, we have a coin over here, but Meshalah, I tell you this. Please forgive me what I tell you. Of course, Ari says, and again it's based on the Zohar, that Mashiach will come, all of Israel are going to be Kohanim. And the rest of the world, the non-Jewish people, that they kept the seven mitzvot ben Noach, Nabi Micha, Nabi Yishayahu, they come to Eretz Israel, they're going to convert, and they're going to become Israel. It's based on the Pasuk, in Sefer Shmot Parashat Yitro, Vatem to Memlechet Kohanim Begoy Kadosh, Hashem told Moshe, we're going to be Kohanim, of course, Rashi Vedas said Tzarim, but that's what Dari says. It doesn't matter, all of us, yes, but it doesn't matter. A Kohen, with all the respect, a nice word to call a Kohen is, Mechilatelo is called a butcher. A shochet, a butcher. Bet HaMikdash, unless the guy, you know, he just was chosen to do the ktoret. But if you read the Gemara, Masechet Zvachim, read the Gemara, Masechet Menachot, you read the Torah, a Kohen is just a person. You know, maybe he was the president of General Motors, Zichrono Livracha, or General Electric. Why, Goldman Sachs said to sell all the stuff, so. He comes to Bet HaMikdash, he's a Kohen. It's okay, take your fancy suit, your fancy tie, here you go over there, there's the window, says the Mishnah, you get your clothing, you get pants, he says, wear my shoes, he says, you can't have shoes. You have to wear barefoot. Barefoot, you have to walk in Bet HaMikdash barefoot. Winter time, you have a very, very thin, so-called shirt. You can't have a sweater. You can't have a scarf. You can't have socks. You can't have boots. You have to walk barefoot. What you got to do? Open the Mishnah, open the Gemara, open the Rambam, that's what you got to do. In the morning, you have to slaughter a sheep, and then the whole day, Am Yisrael is to bring sacrifices. Stand up and sheep, no donation, no tip, nothing. Says the Gemara, sometimes the floor of Bet HaMikdash full of blood that got to the knees of the Kohanim. It means you have to swim in blood, jacuzzi in blood. Jacuzzi, that's a Kohen. And after you slaughter, then you have to take all the pieces of the animals and throw them on the altar, on the Mizbeach. You have 24-hour smell of barbecue. Smell of barbecue. And then on top of it, the people used to, the sinners, used to bring sacrifices to the Tamidash. You have to eat that meat from the sinner, you know. The guy put his hand on the animal and said, you my kapara, you my forgiveness. I did this on Shabbat, I did this. They slaughtered the goat, and they said to Kohen B'chavot, go inside, you must finish the meat of the goat. Yes, to finish the goat. So you eat the sin of the people. But the whole day, they had a doctor. The Gemara said a doctor in Bet HaMidash, because the Kohanim used to have all kinds of stomach aches, and they had a tremendous aches all over the body, high cholesterol, very high cholesterol. Yeah. And Mr. Eddie would have a big job down there. Bypass operation. I says, for what you want to be a Kohen? I mean, I know it's a privilege, a Kohen. I says, what a Kohen? As I'm saying, I'm just saying it to understand at the end of the lecture about Hashem, what is this reward that Hashem gives Pinchas? I said, listen, if I was chosen to become a Kohen, I'm a Kohen, okay, Hashem chose me. But now we're talking about the reward. It says Hashem wanted to pay him something that he did, something the biggest. By the way, the Zohar says in Gan Eden there are levels, and Pinchas is the highest level in Gan Eden. Higher than Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, higher than Yosef, higher than all of them. He's the highest. And says he saved them Israel from this tragedy that Hashem wanted to kill everybody. So Hashem now will grant him to be a Kohen. It's nothing. I says, I know, he's going to be Kohen Gadol, his children are going to be Kohen, his grandchildren will be Kohen Gadol, first of them, they are second of them, they are thinking of Rashi, as the Sfot said, the grandchildren of Pinchas. Doesn't matter. I says, Hashem did not want me to be a Kohen before, why Hashem wants me now? And if Hashem wants me to get something, for something that I did, may Hashem ask me what I want. By the way, all the Chachamim ask, besides all this, the Gemara says, listen, when you do a mitzvah, you don't deserve any reward, no reward. Chacham mitzvah, behai alma leka. I says, the Gemara says, the Ari says, I want to explain to you something. When you have a house, you have a car, you have a yacht, whatever you have, it's not because you keep Shabbat. No. Not because you put tefillin, not because you learn Torah. All those things that you do is just credit for Olam Haba. It says, why did you get all this? That Hashem has a different account. It's called money market account. From there you get all the things, the parnasah, everything you do. What might happen if you don't keep Shabbat, that is called a negative balance that goes into the money market and kills what you're supposed to get. But you don't keep Shabbat in order to have parnasah. You don't keep Shabbat in order to have good life. That won't help. You keep Shabbat in order to have Olam Haba. But if you don't keep Shabbat, this is backfire into the so-called the money market and will destroy your ability to have better life here. But it's nothing to do keeping the mitzvot to have a better life or to get any reward in this world. Because this world is such a low level that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will not waste your credit to buy you gum or lollipop. It's lollipop. I said, this world is a lollipop. So you did a mitzvah, Hashem said, I say this in your special account, to go, when you go to Olam Haba, they have over there a better chair in Olam Haba. This is life forever over there. Hashem will not take a reward that you deserve because you did a mitzvah and waste it on nonsense. You know, he wants to buy a little toy, a little racing car. Here comes Hashem, Hashem said he wants a reward in us. So the walking class, why? Because he killed the person. Killed the person, that's halacha, right? That's halacha. Halacha, if a Jew wants to marry non-Jewish girl, without conversion, you kill the Jew. So it's the same mitzvah, like to put tefillin, like to wear tzitzit, to sit in the sukkah, like shekel ulav, eat matzah, eat maror, sacrifice better, all the mitzvot is the same halacha. And after you shekel ulav, Hashem will not say, listen, I want to award you. It's not true. Hashem will never award you because you shekel ulav, because that award goes for Olam Haba. Here, Pinchas, Hashem wants, you know, here, in this world, here, Hashem wants to pay. Why do you want to pay me here? Since when Hashem pays here? Since this, the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and tells Moshe, God tell him that he is the best, he is the top of the line, and see, he and his children are going to be Kohanim. So comes the Zohar says, the statement that the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to tell you something. Moshe, I have a treaty with you. I want you to transfer this treaty to Mr. Pinchas. Do you mind? And Moshe says, not at all. Not at all, b'chavod. As all the Chachamim says, what do you mean a treaty has to be transferred? Hashem can have a treaty with Moshe, and Hashem can have a treaty with Pinchas, Hashem can have a treaty with Aaron, with Yosef, with Abraham, with Yitzchak, Yaakov. It's not a treaty that has to be transferred. No. A special treaty that I have with you, may I transfer to Pinchas? And Moshe said, of course. Moshe Rabbeinu was very pure in his habit, in his midot. He said, of course. Hashem said, you know what? Instead of Briti Shalom, go give it to him. And again, the question is, what does it mean, this treaty that Hashem has with Moshe, Hashem has to transfer it to Pinchas? With your permission, here's Sefer Shmot. I'd like to go to Sefer Shmot, Parashat Shmot. This is, I believe, this is chapter 3. In chapter 3, this is when Hashem meets Moshe the first time. And Hashem is trying to convince Moshe to take the job. Comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, I'm sorry, this is not chapter 3, this is chapter 4. And then the Gemara says it took 7 days for Moshe to accept the job. 6 days, Moshe was back and forth in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Day number seven, your permission, this is chapter 4, sentence 13. This is the seventh day now. Seventh day after Moshe finished all his excuses that he doesn't want to take the job, then Hashem tells him, day number seven, okay, can you go? And then he said, again, this is chapter 4, sentence 13, Be Adonai, Vayim Be Adonai, Shlach Na Biyat Shlach, send whoever you want. Vayichar Af Hashem Be Moshe, Hashem was very upset with Moshe, Vayomer Alo Aron Achicha Alevi, Adati Ki Daber Yedaber, comes to Gemara and says the following, so-called Hashem lost his temper, lost his patience, and tells Moshe, what? You told me to send whoever I want to send? I had in mind that you should be a Kohen, and your brother Aharon should be a Levi. I'm going to change it right now. Your brother is going to be a Kohen, and you're going to be a Levi. This is the statement. And then Moshe goes and takes on Israel, and of course we know that later Aharon became the Kohen, and Moshe is a Levi. Again, this did happen. The first meeting of Moshe Rabbeinu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, day number seven, so-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it with Moshe, and as a punishment for Moshe's refusal to go and redeem of Israel, Hashem took away the kohuna from him. He says, you're not going to be a Kohen. He says, what this has to do with anything? Always you have to have some kind of a punishment that relay to the sin. Hashem does not just take out from his sleeve a punishment. He says, you're going to be a Kohen, you're not going to be a Kohen. He says, what has to do with a Kohen? He says, I don't want to go to him. He says, so you can be a Kohen. I'm sorry. What is it? Your punishment means you don't want to go, Hashem will take away your feet. That's the punishment. You can't have shoes no more. I mean, your toe will grow that you won't find any shoe fit you. But this has nothing to do with being a Kohen. What has to do with a Kohen? We're asking, we're talking about it. Nobody knows any Kohen before. Nobody knows who is a Kohen, what a Kohen. And then I don't want to go. So Hashem, you want to punish me? Punish me. Punish me in my tongue. Punish me something that because I refused, I didn't want to go. But that's the Bitcoin. On Rosh Hashanah, of course, it's not too far anymore. I don't know if you know or not. You know, say the chot is less than 7 weeks. You have to hurry up to the sins, you know. There's no more time to do sins anymore. Yeah, I don't know. So Rosh Hashanah, so-called the main thing on Rosh Hashanah that we read on the Torah, the festival of Rosh Hashanah, is Akedat Yitzchak. All the Chachamim, you know, they have this kind of a question, so it's not really Akedat Yitzchak, it's Abraham, he does the job. It's not Yitzchak. Comes the Gemara and says, no, it's Yitzchak, it's Yitzchak. Don't think it's Abraham, it's Yitzchak. Of course, Abraham gets credited, he takes his son. But don't think that Yitzchak was just, you know, an object that Abraham takes. Yitzchak gets a lot of credit. And comes the Gemara and says a statement, then Mashiach is going to come Bizchut Yitzchak Avinu, says the Gemara Masechet Shabbat. Bizchut Yitzchak Avinu. And what is again, of course, Yitzchak means that Abraham, he took and he put Yitzchak on the altar. But nevertheless, we give credit, we call it Akedat Yitzchak. We don't say Akedat Yitzchak al-Yedei Abraham. So take, you know, Shofar, we will Shofar to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu about Akedat Yitzchak. Again, has to do, of course, with Abraham Avinu. But it's not just Abraham Avinu. That Yitzchak Avinu is playing a big role over there. By the way, Dari says that Pinchas' numerical value with the letter Yud is the same numerical value of Yitzchak. The Pinchas Yitzchak is the same numerical value. Comes the Zohar, comes down here and says, I want to explain to you something. It is something that has to do with both of them. They have something in common. It's Yitzchak and Pinchas. What is this guy Pinchas? By the way, of course, we know that the Gemara says in one version, and that's what we believe, that all the Chachamim agree, that Pinchas at the end never died, he became Eliyahu Navi, and this is why the Haftarah, we're going to read this Shabbat Bezrat Hashem of Eliyahu Navi, that because Eliyahu Navi is Pinchas, he never died. In a way, Pinchas Eliyahu Navi, he is the greatest ever, he is still alive, and he still jumps from here to there, from there to here, sometimes 100, sometimes 1,000, times a day, goes up to Kisei HaKavod, comes down. And Moshe Rabbeinu spent 120 days over there. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu is the biggest, in a way, but as far as a human being that never died, and is still alive, and not only that, the Gemara said, before Mashiach will come, he will come and notify us. Mashiach comes, they said, that's the greatest. Eliyahu Navi, the greatest. Again, this is Mr. Pinchas. Again, American value of Pinchas is like Yitzchak. Must be something in common. Says Dari the following. There are two ways of called respect and obey. Command. For example, Chachamim say the following. You know, your father asks you, he wants to have a tea. So it's called mitzvah kibudah. Forget about the mitzvah, you know, maybe it's obligation to respect your father, and your father wants a tea, and of course when you go and you make a tea for your father, according to the Zohar, you did mitzvah kibudah, Baruch Hashem, and according to the rest of the world, assuming you were a very good son, you did whatever you had to do, it means you obey the mitzvot, you obey what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, especially in the Ten Commandments, he said to respect your father. You didn't respect your father, you made him a tea. This is excellent. There's something much higher than that. Cesare, there's something that's called... Right, quickly.
I obey the honor.
Oh, no, wait. So, wait, hold it. When you give it next time, you see in a minute. Hold it a minute. No, I can see it with this. I'll call you. Mr. Nader is right. I said, there is much higher level than that. Nothing to compare. You know your father, every time that he has tea, he has with this a cookie. And he likes to... You have cookies over there, sir? No. He likes... Wait one second. You get out of it, don't worry. I'm not going to embarrass you in public. He likes to dip a cookie in the tea. But your father this time did not ask for a cookie. He did ask for tea. As a good son, you go and you give him a cookie with the tea. He never asked for a tea. For a cookie, he asked for a tea. If you would have just brought the tea, you 100% you did the mitzvah. 1,000,000%. But you did something extra. I says, why did this extra? Cesare, because you wanted your father to have pleasure. That's the highest level when you do a mitzvah. You do a mitzvah, you keep Shabbat, you put tefillin, you put tzitzit. It says in Torah, it says in Shulchan Aruch. Perfect. You want to get a reward? I don't need a reward. I do it because Hashem told me. I don't drive the car on Shabbat because Hashem said don't drive the car on Shabbat. I don't smoke on Shabbat. Hashem said don't smoke on Shabbat. Perfect. But this is just perfect. If you want really to reach the highest level, is the following. I don't smoke on Shabbat. Of course it's forbidden. But you know why I don't smoke? Because when I don't smoke, Hashem has pleasure from it. And that's what we say, by the way, the Aril says, we say, you know, before we do mitzvah, it says, L'shem yichud kudsha b'ruhu, it says over there, it says, La'asot nachat ruach le'yotzrenu. The highest level, every time you do a mitzvah, is that I do it because Hashem wants. Is it Shema Yisrael? Hashem said, is it Shema Yisrael? No, no, no. I said Shema Yisrael because Hashem said. But that's not the ultimate destination. Ultimate destination, when I say Shema Yisrael, Hashem has pleasure because He told me to do it. And, like you tell me something, He does it. He says, we are the children, and Hashem has pleasure when we so-called obey what the Father told us is much higher than that. And He says, as well, says what this mitzvah really does to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is just, you know, this is a secret. There's nothing to do just with this system. But the system is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has pleasure when you keep the mitzvot, and that's the ultimate goal when you do something. He says, when you do something, if you don't do it just because Hashem said, you do it because if Hashem said it, and I keep it, and I obey it, Hashem gets pleasure from it. By the way, the Mishnah Masechet Tevachim says, by the way, when you're a Kohen, you have to know it, when you are personally being, when you bring your command to Beit HaMikdash, from Rabbi Melamed, it says the Mishnah, L'shisha Dvarim, Azebach Nizbach L'shem Shisha Dvarim, you have to think, L'reach Nichoach. It says, when you bring a sacrifice to Hashem, it says, not because I want to bring it, not because Hashem wants me to bring it, the highest level because Hashem has pleasure from it. That's the highest level. And that's what it says with Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu, Akedat Yitzchak, you should know Akedat Yitzchak, the power of Akedat Yitzchak is Abraham Avinu went to do what Hashem told him to do. Yitzchak, when he was lying on the altar, he said to Abraham, you know, I'm so happy. You know what you're happy about? I'm happy that Hashem is going to get pleasure because you know what he said. Much higher level. That's the highest level. That's the power of Rosh Hashanah. To save yourself from tragedy, as Ari says, that's what you mentioned on Rosh Hashanah. And you said Rosh Hashanah, remember, stop it already. I'm tired to hear that and hear from you. So you don't understand. The concept of Akedat Yitzchak is not that Abraham did it. Of course, the biggest thing to try to slaughter your son. But it's much higher level if you do it because when you obey it, Hashem has pleasure. So the Yitzchak and Pinchas and Medicine work a value, as you should know, what Pinchas did over here is something different that nobody else did before. And so that's why he became a Gaon Navi, and that's why he's gonna go and tell us Mashiach comes. Because when he went and he killed this person that committed the crime, it's not because the man deserves that. That's why Hashem made Moshe Rabbeinu mute, and Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the halacha. That person comes to Moshe and says, Moshe, can I marry that Jewish girl? Moshe said, I have no idea. So what do you mean, Moshe, you don't know? I don't know. So you taught us. I don't know. Comes Pinchas, it tells Moshe, Moshe, you told me when you came from Mount Sinai that you're supposed to kill this Jewish guy that marries a boy. So Moshe says to him, no, you do it. And says, what do you mean you do it? You do it, Moshe. But how about you? Don't call a policeman. You don't call a guy from the KGB should kill him because they don't understand. I tell you why they kill and why Pinchas will kill. Pinchas will kill different completely. They will kill him because he deserves that. Pinchas will kill him because he's going to give pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't think to obey the mitzvot, to keep the mitzvot because Hashem said it. He keeps the mitzvah because it gives the in life. If you want to have the real mitzvah, is not that I obey the mitzvah, that I do the mitzvah because Hashem gets pleasure from the mitzvah. That's the highest level. And by the way, you should know this is really what the Kohen is all about. Kohen gets no real estate. Kohen has nothing. It's just a little butcher in Beit HaMikdash, swims in blood. Slaughter animals, put them on the altar, gets nothing. They give them the skin of the animal. The whole day, can you imagine, you have to walk in Beit HaMikdash with oxygen. You can't take the smell. Barbecue, 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 barbecue. You want to vomit from the barbecue. I says, for what? have to start early in the morning. I can wear, you know, in the winter jacket. I have a mink jacket. I used to be the president of General Motors, Zichrono Livracha, and now look at me. I'm walking with Hamikdash like a slave. For what? He says, that's the ultimate goal. This is when Mashiach will come, says Ari, but Hamikdash is going to be. This is, you should know what you should be expected to look for. You're a Kohen. A Kohen is a level that you will do it because you want Hashem to have pleasure. That's what the Mishnah says. Now you can give me the tea. Dog cookie, for me to have pleasure. I'm not a rabbi. Rabbi Goldin is the rabbi. But I will tell you about Rabbi Goldin something. That you don't have to. Yeah, for a pleasure. For pleasure. For pleasure. Says Dari the following. Please, you understand the whole concept now. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, 40 years ago, Hashem says to him, listen, go with him, Am Israel. Moshe excused himself 7 days. No, yes, I'm not capable. Day number 7, Moshe said to Hashem, send Pinchas, he told him. Shlach Nabiyati Shlach. Says the Midrash, Moshe told Hashem, Pinchas is the right person. Because when he'll take Am Israel for your pleasure, I am Midat Hadin, Moshe Zelevi. I do it because it got to be done. He will do it because of a pleasure. At that moment Hashem said, you know what? You know Kohen. Your brother's going to be Kohen. You know what he says? Aaron became a Kohen? Aaron is going to become a Kohen because his grandson is going to be a Kohen. The opposite of what you think. You think Pinchas is going to be a Kohen because Aaron is a Kohen. You don't understand. God, just the opposite. But when you made Aaron a Kohen, you said, do you know, I don't know why Aaron is a Kohen. I have no idea. I'll tell you. In 40 years from now, takes time, the Gemara says, something to penetrate in your head. It takes 40 years, the Gemara says, to understand something. After 40 years, I'll show you something. Aaron is a Kohen. His son is a Kohen. Pinchas, you're not a Kohen. He says, why? Because. Why is before Z? You don't know why? It's not your problem. He says, my father's a coin, my grandfather's a coin. You're not a coin, Mr. Senor Pinchas. Out. Fine. Here, Kadosh Baruch Hu will show you what a coin means. A coin means not that I'm a coin because I have to sacrifice, because I have to give pleasure to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Pinchas, ben Elazar, ben Aaron, a Kohen, the Torah will say, listen, Pinchas is the prince of the power. He says, what do you mean he's the prince of the power? I said, if you want to know why Aaron was a Kohen, it's not because Aaron was chosen to become a Kohen. You know why he was a Kohen? Because Moshe told the same 40 years ago that Pinchas should be the Kohen. So somebody's going to ask you, who is this guy, Pinchas? I tell you, Pinchas, the Kadosh Baruch Hu owed him a favor. He owed him a reward. When did you, well, which reward? He must be a coin. Because so-called Moshe chose him to become a coin. 40 years ago, Moshe said to Hashem, here's the coin. I cannot be a coin. I can be a coin. Because I argue with you for 7 days. Why I have to go? Why they deserve to be redeemed? It says, Moshe, can't say to Moshe, don't understand. And he says, Moshe, Mechila, you got to go with him, Israel. Take them out of Egypt because it's a pleasure for Hashem. Why are you asking if you deserve it? They deserve it. You're capable. You qualify. Who cares about? It says, Pinchas is the one that thinks different than anybody else. And that's the Torah. It says, Parashat Vayera. When the Torah counts on Israel, the Shevet Reuven, Shevet Shimon, Shevet Levi, he said, let me tell you, Elazar ben Aaron, לקח לו אישה בנו פוטיאל, he took a wife, daughter, granddaughter, daughter of Yitro, granddaughter, he says to him from Yosef, he says, but tell you, Pinchas, he says, אין הראשי, he says, that's the Torah, he says, now the redemption will come. The redemption will come in 40 years from now, you'll know what it means. He says, the Torah, he says, like a little Moshe, listen, the treaty that I have with you, please transfer to Pinchas. So Moshe said, no problem, of course I will do. Do you mind? He says, I don't mind. Pinchas, I'm sorry? The treaty of peace, it means the treaty of Mashiach. Treaty of redemption. He says, Moshe, do you mind? He says, I don't mind. He says, why you don't mind? Because 40 years ago I didn't mind. It was 40 years ago I told you, I want Pinchas to be the one. He says, I'm the one. He says, I'll tell you what. And he says, you know, before Mashiach will come, Eliyahu HaNavi will come to prepare us for Mashiach. He says, we need Eliyahu HaNavi. Oh, Hashem, I have an email. In 770 they have beepers. What's the problem? You need Eliyahu HaNavi. What? Of course, the Gemara says, Eliyahu HaNavi will come to make peace between us and Hashem. I said, what in peace? You don't understand. It says, obey the mitzvot is one. But peace means that you're on a higher level, that you want to do Hashem pleasure. That's the highest level. It's something that only he can do it, he can deliver it. That's why he's alive, that's why he never died, because that's called Eliyahu HaNavih. This is never in his life, did ever Caesarea and any private pleasure. All his pleasures, before he has pleasure, he asked himself when he was alive, does this give pleasure to Hashem? So forget about if you're allowed to do something. I'm not talking about, he says, it's permitted, not permitted. Do this, don't do that. It's irrelevant. Ask yourself a question. Does this one give pleasure to Hashem, what I do now? Whatever you do. That's what he says. This is what was the power of Pinchas to stop the epidemic. This is why Pinchas will come before Mashiach will come. This is a way to escape all tragedies. Because now on a higher level, it says, then I can reward you here. It says, make your coin here. I says, your coin here, forever you're going to be a coin. It says, because that's the way he thinks. That's the way he thought. Hamzarin continues, this is from Hashem. So I will tell you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe that he's going to die. And Moshe asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so who is going to be the next leader? So Hashem said, Yoshua. Says the Gemara, why Yoshua? Says the Gemara, in a way that Yoshua was not the genius of Am Yisrael. Otniel ben Kenaz was much higher than him. And by the way, when Moshe Aminu died, Am Yisrael had some complaints about Yoshua doesn't know the answers on the question that they asked him. Says the Gemara, no, he was the Shamash of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shamash. So says the Gemara, Shamash has a very high level. What's the higher level? Since the Gemara, Maseret Brachot, I won't tell you a story. Once was a war between the Moabim and the Syrians against Am Yisrael. Was the king over there, Yehoshaphat. They didn't know what to do. There was a drought. And Yehoshaphat said, is any Navi around here? They said, yeah, this guy, his name is Elisha. Elisha ben Shaphat, he was the biggest Navi after Eliyahu Navi. He said, Asher Yatzak Maim Aledeliya, Elisha was Shamash of Eliyahu Navi. Comes the Gemara. That's all we can tell about this Elisha, that he's a Shamash. Says the Gemara, Gdola Shimusha Yotem Ilimuda. Somebody is going to ask you to bring a tea to Rav Goldin, or to sit down there after me, bring a tea to Rav Goldin. More important. More important? Comes Dari and says, I want to explain to you something. And says, in those days didn't have cars, of course. Let's take an example as in our time as a car. He says, well, Rabbi Yosef is a driver, Chaim Kanievsky is a driver. You know, every big rabbi has a driver, every rebbe has a driver, you know. He's a shamash, you know. After the rebbe dies, he says, the Chassidim says, okay, come over here, the driver. You drove the rebbe, mazal tov, you the rebbe now. You must, after 120 years of Rabbi Ovadia, after 120 years of Kanievsky, Bezrat Hashem, you the chosen one. Why? Do you know how to learn? No, but I drove him. Can you imagine? Chatzur Shalom, you know, the president. Chatzur Shalom, somebody will kill the president, and says, tomorrow morning the new president is his driver. Or let's say his pilot. Who cares? What does it mean? He says, you don't understand. Let me explain to you. Moshe wants a leader. Hashem says, listen, I want to tell you who can be a leader. Somebody that understands not to be Shamash. Shamash is nothing. He says, you have to be in a level that a shamash means that he wants to give pleasure to his master. I don't drive the car because I'm the driver of this rabbi. I don't drive the car because I'm driving the president. But this is nothing. It's nothing. What the Gemara says, the concept. If somebody is going to ask you, who was Elisha? I says, you know who was Elisha? Elisha was the shamash of Eliyahu. He says, are you wanting me shamash of Eliyahu? He says, he washed his hands of Eliyahu. So what? For this, that's the title you give this guy, that you don't understand. It's not because he was the shamash. It's not that he was the shamash. When he did it for Eliyahu Navi, because he wanted Eliyahu Navi to have pleasure. So that's the highest concept of a person. When you are the shamash of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not because Yoshua was the shamash. He made him king. Because he wanted Moshe to have pleasure. Not because it's a mitzvah to respect the rabbi. Or, you know, it's good to give the rabbi a tea. No, he says, I want to see pleasure for Moshe. Moshe loved tea. So I made him tea because I want him to have pleasure. This is something that is a connection from that subject to give pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the leader of Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, that's the leader of Am Yisrael. The leader of Am Yisrael is somebody that likes to give pleasure to others. It's not, I do it because I want to have pleasure or I want to have a reward. That's the highest concept. That's what the Torah says, and that's what the Torah wrote, and he says, the story that this is a dialogue between Hashem and Moshe, and Hashem says, Moshe, you're going to die, and Moshe asks him, who is going to be the leader? And Moshe, and Hashem says, Moshe, no, go take Yoshua, put your hand on him, and because Hashem has been the leader, because he was your Shamash. So what if it was my Shamash? Was my Shamash supposed to be the leader? He should be, you know, we buy him a car, he sent him to America, give him an American passport. I says, no, he was Shamash because he wanted to have pleasure. So he will know what it means to give me pleasure. It means the concept of Pinchas should be transferred from leader to leader. That's what Hashem wrote, put it in Parshat Pinchas. That's what Torah Sefer decided to divide this Parshiot, decided to put it in Parshat Pinchas. And this is the concept before Mashiach will come. This is what we should expect. To become a Kohen like Pinchas. And I says, he, Pinchas, Eliyahu will come and tell us, you know, Mashiach was coming. I says, and then what? I says, you ready for Mashiach? I said, that's what's going to be. So Mashiach, whoever is going to have this in mind, that he wants to give pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to be alive. The rest of the people, so maybe yes, maybe not. But if you decide that you want to give pleasure, this is how people have stopped the epidemic, and this is the preparation. The Ariel says, when Eliyahu will come, he will notify us. He says, listen, Mashiach is coming. He says, what? Mashiach, where is Mashiach? No, you have to walk on it, that all your life you want to give pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashiach will come right now. Thank you.